That's the question the Association of Government Accountants sought to answer as it convened its first federal performance conference at the Renaissance Hotel yesterday. The first panel Wednesday morning sought to determine what ties, if any, could be found in the agendas of different stakeholders within the government, as defined by the different presidential management councils. Linda Washington is Assistant Secretary for Administration and the Chief Human Capital Officer for the U.S. Department of Transportation. Representing the Chico Council, Washington says that for the Chief Human Capital Officers, the top performance management priority deals with the reform of the federal hiring process.
This year, the Chico Council partnered with OPM to design a new end-to-end hiring roadmap. And it's a critical step in reforming the hiring process because that's where it all starts. Additionally, we led the development of HR competencies to ensure our own workforce, and that's HR folks, we want to ensure that they have the skills needed to best perform their jobs. When the Chico Council met last month, I will tell you that we put together a core of our 2010 strategic plan. Our goals take into consideration the president's call for increased transparency and accountability. Two words that everybody uses, transparency and accountability. And we're really serious about those. We also talked about issues that are important to the American people and the federal workforce. So the objectives that resulted are particularly specific, measurable, realistic, and timely.
Al Reynolds is Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the Department of the Treasury and represented the CFO Council. He talked about government-wide efforts to modernize many out-of-date financial management systems in agencies.
Right now, we have about $17 billion worth of efforts, I guess I would say, in looking at modernization developments. Those are in various stages of development. You know, some cases no contracts have been let. They're just in the planning stages, but that's a heck of a lot of money when you think about it, just for developing what we need to better account for our funds and better report the results of our operations, as well as making sure we're getting value towards using information for decision making. The other area related to efficiency is just making sure that we look at areas such as cost accounting. You know, are we making sure that we've got the information that we need to have in making the decisions that affect our high-priority goals, the achievement of those goals, from a viewpoint of understanding the cost of the inputs related to achieving the outcomes in our high-priority goals.
On a related note, Mike Duffy, the Chief Information Officer with Treasury and representing the CIO Council, says providing for the needs of his agency tops his list of performance management priorities.
One is just improving the management of IT projects. In Treasury, for example, we spend over $3 billion, or a quarter of our discretionary budget, on IT. So managing that resource well is of paramount importance. An example of how we have taken a step forward there is the use of the IT dashboard that Vivek Kundra started last July. And that actually then plays into a couple of other of our agenda items, including open government, accessibility of information to the public, as well as broader accessibility within the government community and our partners. The other term for that, of course, is information sharing.
The newest of the presidential management councils is the Performance Improvement Council, tied in directly with the president's stated mandate that he wants performance management to be a big part of his administration. Dr. Rich Beck is director of planning and performance management at the Interior Department, who says the goal of the PIC is using performance as a management tool.
In trying to follow the president's more recent guidance on what to do about performance. So we talked about, I mentioned about setting high priority goals. So one of the main things the Performance Improvement Council is looking at right now is, okay, what are the processes associated with that? How do we implement them? How do we make sure that high priority goals are very useful? So there are government agencies who are out there, like at Interior, we took the opportunity to take these goals and not just establish them, but actually identify them as areas of change that we wanted to implement across the organization. So we're not just using performance as something we just report on. We're actually using performance as basically something to establish a motivational force so that senior leaders can basically identify, here's what I want to achieve. They can communicate that then through the organization. Here's what we want to achieve. And then everyone gets on board and starts actually being able to achieve that, and we're able to see how well we're doing associated with that.
That's the Interior Department's Dr. Rich Beck speaking to the AGA Federal Performance Conference at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown D.C. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.